Oh man. It's a gift, isn't it, to share silence together with a group. So thank you for that, Paul. And thank you so much for the invitation to join you today. We're so grateful to you, Paul, for organising these retreat times. Now, my name is Debbie Dusile. I was here yesterday, some of you may already know me, but I'm ministry lead for Anna Chaplaincy. And if you want to hear more about that, we'd love to hear from you. But we work alongside Paul and the Irish Chaplaincy team. They've been wonderful partners with us in our ministry of chaplaincy. I thought I would speak for a little bit today about the Lenten journey. It's a term that we often use, isn't it? We're on a journey in Lent. I wonder what images that evokes for you. And of course, I am talking about imagery, really, the metaphor of journey rather than actually going anywhere, but you might well be going somewhere as well, as Jesus was in the Gospels, travelling. So a Lenten journey, maybe you think of that as heading towards Holy Week. You're on a journey towards the cross. Maybe your Lenten journey involves repeated patterns, important rituals and traditions, particular prayers that you've used every year, perhaps, a time of fasting, particular growth in your devotion, a journey, in fact, towards God. As we heard yesterday from John, perhaps a Lenten journey means for you a journey into mystery, into transformation. I wonder when you think of Lenten journey, whether you picture yourself alone or with others. I think part of the gift of Lent is that it's both, isn't it? It is a time to inwardly reflect, to grow. But I'd like to suggest today that it's also a time and a journey that we conduct alongside others. I'm thinking particularly just of last week. Maybe you went to an Ash Wednesday service also. It's very powerful, I think, to share that experience, that act of worship, to receive the Ash Cross. In a way that we're sharing our vulnerabilities together before we go our separate ways afterwards. So I wonder, what does it look like to journey together in Lent? It's a particular season. What does it mean to walk alongside each other in this particular time? Well, you'll forgive me if I turn to chaplaincy as a model and things that may help us and prove helpful in that reflection. Because I think one of the key elements of chaplaincy is essentially that every chaplain is walking side by side with another person. And you may well know, but St. Martin of Tours, chaplains are named after his experience, or the legend goes, he was a 4th-century Roman soldier. And the legend is that while he was riding on horseback in Amiens, he came across a barely clothed beggar. And he took his Roman soldier's cloak, the capella, and cut it in half and shared it with the beggar. So that sign, the capella, is where we get the name of chaplain, but also that every chaplain is serving the most vulnerable in our midst, or people who may be in times of crisis. And they serve with love and compassion. But also, we pray with wisdom. Chaplains are often on the margins of society too. They too are vulnerable. So there is great wisdom in St. Martin's act of making sure that he had half of the cloak to care for himself, that he didn't then become someone in need of care. So I want to invite you to think about some qualities or characteristics of a chaplain. These are images that I've taken from the Methodist Church. And I just invite you to think of these as characteristics or qualities that you may wish to take up in your Lenten journey. What would it mean to offer these to another person or group of people on your Lenten journey? Chaplains can be described in the following way. Again, more images for you. A chaplain is a guest. They are in another person's space. They are not the ones who hold power. They are invited in. Chaplains are connectors. They connect faith with their context, bringing the values of a loving God into that context, for example, of justice. Chaplains are interpreters. They are seeking to pay attention to what God is saying and doing in that place. Chaplains are midwives. They are enabling the birth of awareness of God in that place. Chaplains are ambassadors. They carry God's light and life from the church with love into the margins of their society. Chaplains are pastors in the widest sense of that word. They are listening with care and attention. And chaplains are prayers. They are praying for people and places. There are seven images for you, I wonder, and hope that one of them may have particular meaning for you. What might you offer of these qualities to another person on your Lenten journey? I invite you to consider, what would it look like to gift one of these qualities to somebody this Lent? But also imagine if someone gifted it to you. So we together journey as Christian communities. We share our stories together and we remember together. Remembering and knitting together of our identities in Jesus Christ. A remembering of the image of God that we bear. Of knowing who we are, where we've come from, where we're going, and why. And of course, the real gift of journeying alongside others is that it's really hard work, isn't it? It's really frustrating because we have to slow down. We get to attend to others, go at the right pace with them, see things that we might otherwise miss. We have to learn patience and humility as we travel with others who may have very different needs from our own. Now, my final image to share with you is that the Lenten journey is ultimately a human journey conducted at walking pace, 3 miles an hour. It's a journey of life, isn't it? In all its mess, failures, hopes, and desires. I'm sure some of you on the call have heard of the Japanese theologian Kosuke Koyama, his book, The 3 Mile an Hour God, a classic text from the 80s and reprinted in 2021. It's a wide-ranging text, but his key point is this: that in the person of Jesus Christ, God walks with us, knowing our frailty and all of human life. So we're going to listen to a beautiful song in a moment, a beautiful arrangement, but I'm just going to close with a quote from Koyama's book. May it encourage you and bless you today. Love has its speed. It is a spiritual speed. It is a different kind of speed from the technological speed to which we are accustomed. It goes on in the depth of our life, whether we notice it or not, at 3 miles an hour. It is the speed we walk, and therefore the speed the love of God walks. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Debbie.